8:45. Live from the studios, 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for tuning in today. It's wonderful to have you here. Well, if you have children 6 years old or younger, and you want to give them something to do that's creative, that's active, it sounds like a heck of a lot of fun. Kerfuffle. K-E-R-F-U-F-F-L-E. It's a theater and dance company that specifically helps and interacts with children of a younger age. And the founding artistic director, Ashley Laverty, is with me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in today. I do appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
So what a specialty to have, right? Let's talk about the genesis of how you got here. You and I were talking off air. You were an acting student out of an acting school in Pittsburgh, and suddenly you started getting involved in children's theater. And what happened? What ignited there?
Yeah, I moved to New York City. I was 22. Thought I was going to be on Broadway within 6 months, and that didn't happen.
that you thought that long, though, huh? A whole 6 months
yeah,
you'd
give
have
it
to
six
wait.
6 months, and then I'll be a star. And nope. And I kept getting hired to do children's theater. There were a lot of opportunities for teaching artist work in the city, and I started working and teaching performing arts with children 5 and younger. And the more I did that, the more I realized, oh, well, number one, I think I'm really good at this. And number two, this is a lot of fun. And I went on a few national tours and was touring in, you know, auditoriums and performing for young people sitting 2 feet in front of me. And I was working for this company called the National Theater for Children in Minneapolis, and it truly was a life-changing experience because it made me realize I didn't really want to be an actor anymore. I wanted to be on the other side of things. I wanted to be the theater creator. I went to Arizona State for my Master in Fine Arts in Theater for Youth, started studying this thing called Theater for the Very Young, or baby theater, toddler theater, theater for the early years. And it allowed me to pair my passion for theater creation, with my experience and knowledge and also passion for working with early childhood.
Sure. Can you kind of tell us a little bit of the difference? Children's theater is one thing, but actually theater for the very young, it's a little different. What are some of those subtle differences between the two?
Well, theater for the very young is 0 to 6 years old. So that is the target audience. And so when you're creating theater for 0 to 6 years old, it will look different. You probably aren't going to invite them into a large space where they're going to be asked to sit in chairs and have the lights go down and sit for an hour-long musical. Oftentimes, the seating is on the floor. Oftentimes, it's highly visual storytelling. It's not so verbal. There's live music, oftentimes sensory props and things for them to touch.
Sensory props, can you define that for us?
Oh, yeah, like things that ignite the senses, like maybe there's egg shakers that the audiences can shake and can feel what that feels like and listen to the shaking. Sometimes there's scarves that they can touch and play with. In our current production, Firefly, audience members receive glow sticks, and they are invited to have a dance party with those glow sticks. And in the beginning of the show, they touch mint and they touch other really interesting feeling things like pine needles and things that you might find in a forest.
Sure. Oh, very fascinating. And so when did you bring Kerfuffle into existence?
It was late 2015, so I was finishing up my studies at Arizona State, and so for my thesis project, I created a show called The Caterpillar's Footprint, and out of that formed Kerfuffle. Kerfuffle's model is that we partner directly with very young people in order to create shows for them, because how else are you going to know what a three-year-old finds interesting or delightful or boring or surprising or scary unless you are working directly with them?
Sure.
So we created 2 weeks of creative drama workshops with very young people, 2 to 5 years old.
How can parents get their children involved in this?
Well, you can always reach out to us and on our website, kerfuffletvy.com.
That's kerfuffletvy.com.
Mm-hmm. In all of our productions, we develop shows in different ways. So with Caterpillar's Footprint, we were working in classrooms where young people were already going to school. With our current production of Firefly, we worked at the Omaha Children's Museum. And so they were open to the public. So anyone that was there could come and participate.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, and the Children's Museum, great mm-hmm. programs over there as yeah. well. This is Ashley Laverty. She's the founding artistic director of Kerfuffle. KerfuffleTVY.com is where you can find all the information that you need. Ashley, thank you so much for coming in today. It was nice to hear about your theater.
Thank you.
Morning Edition continues right now.